Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Coming up, a zone programming announcement at 1 o'clock. Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Right now, our VolQuest report with Austin Price of VolQuest.com. Austin, the wonderful golfer, making his rounds. He was in Baltimore last week. Where were you playing, Austin?
Bully Rock, and then I played Trump National yesterday.
I would say that you could have helped my scramble team this weekend, yes. But we won without you, so I guess it wouldn't help that much.
What a life this guy's leading, though.
I know.
He's clearly reckoning in a fortune over there with these green fees that he's able to afford.
Austin Price with us. Time to talk some Tennessee athletics.
Judging by the recent play at some of these camps that are out there and everything going on, it looks like Tennessee's quarterback commitment, Brian Maurer, I still have a hard time saying the name, Maurer, however you say it, looks like he could be moving up in the rankings. What have you seen here recently, and do you expect some movement with him?
I do. I think whenever Rivals comes out with their next rankings release, or when the other outlets decide to make a different set of rankings, you'll see Brian Maurer go up. You know, does that mean he gets his fourth star? We'll see. But there's no doubt that he's seen more and more interest, and he has shown plenty of ability, whether it be at the opening this weekend or at other places. And so he continues to impress, and he's doing his best to help lead and recruit for Tennessee. He's been pretty active down in Frisco, Texas at the opening, and been pretty active on social media trying to recruit some of the better players in the country, at least get them interested and get them to visit Knoxville.
You know, we talked about the in-state approach with Jeremy Pruitt, and clearly he's been very selective. He's done well in the Atlanta area. He's done well in rural Georgia. And when it comes to the state of Tennessee, he's going all in on a very few guys. It's not a wide net with Jeremy Pruitt. How is he doing right now with some of his top targets in-state of guys that are left out there in the 2019 class?
Well, obviously Tennessee is in play with Trey Knox. The big wide receiver of Blackman. Coach Pruitt liked what he saw at camp. I think this is a Tennessee-Arkansas battle, as we talked about on Friday, Chad. And, obviously they got Jackson Lampley in the fold. You look out west to Memphis. I think Tennessee is very much in play for Christian Williams, the big defensive tackle from Southwind. And then they're in play for other guys in the Memphis area as well. Can they get back in and potentially get Bill Norton from Christian Brothers to visit? I think that's, a big question going into fall. I would not be surprised at all to see him take a visit to Tennessee. That doesn't mean he flips from Georgia, but would be shocked if he doesn't at least come over for a visit for a game. And then elsewhere, can they get Maurice Hampton on campus? Where else do they go in the Nashville area with a guy like Giassi Madison at Hillsboro? I'm interested to see how some of this plays out with the in-state kids over the course of the next few months. But there's no doubt that some of those guys that actually did like to come and camp, whether it be 2019s or 2020s, improved their stock, whether they wanted to or not, whether they cared to or not, they improved their stock in Jeremy Pruitt's eyes by coming and putting in the work. So, like I said, I think Tennessee is really liking what they see out of Trey Knox. Now can they reel the big wide receiver in from Blackman? We'll see.
Do you think Tennessee has a shot with Tua Tagovailoa's little brother, the quarterback out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama?
Yeah, I think they do. I committed to Alabama for their A-Day spring game. But part of me wonders, was that strategic on the family's part, to kind of help secure things for Tua? Because obviously, at the end of the day, while Tua, led the second half comeback, he was not the starting quarterback all last year. And we're talking about one half of work. Do I think he's the better quarterback? Sure. But at the same time, he's going against a guy that has won his fair share of games in Jalen Hurts. And so it's definitely a competition. And so I think if, the little brother committing can, even just nudge it in one direction for Tua, I think that can help. So Tennessee's continued to recruit him. He's been on campus. He's been back to Alabama. He continues to remain committed to Alabama, but,
Well, and look at the situation at Alabama also, Austin. I mean, that has to factor into this.
Yeah.
Tennessee's
Bear Bryant's grandson, yes. Paul Tyson, committed to Alabama. There's no doubt, I think.
And isn't Jay Barker's son a part of this also?
Maybe. But the point is, he sees the quicker path to the field here. You know, even if JG wins the job and is here a couple of years, you redshirt next year, you don't redshirt, whatever you want to call it. I mean, by sophomore year, you're the guy or have every opportunity to be the guy, Chad. So, I think there's no doubt the pitch from Jeremy Pruitt and everybody is quickest path to the field, or you can go down there and battle Bear Bryant's grandson for the starting job. Good luck with that.
Is Talia better than Tua?
It depends on who you talk to. They both are – they're not big guys. You know, they're only right around 6 foot. But they both can sling it, and that's one thing you hear from every receiver that, runs routes, catches balls at camps from, whether it be Tua a few years ago or Talia now. I mean, they can just throw the peel and then just can hum it. So, I mean, whatever motion the dad has taught them, because it's really been the dad that's kind of led them to this point. I mean, the quickest wrist motion, I mean, it just fires out of that.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com.
Austin, you don't often see big-time basketball prospects coming from Bell Buckle, Tennessee. But that's where Keon Johnson is from, and he's one of the top players in the country for the class of 2020. I know he visited Knoxville this weekend. What do you think about Keon Johnson and Rick Barnes and his staff, their chances of landing him?
Big fan. I think they've got I don't want to call Tennessee the favorite, but I think Tennessee's got a good shot at him, and a big fan. I think that, the way he plays, the way he handles himself out on the court is really, really good. Always room for improvement, Chad. He can be a better ball handler. He can shoot the ball better. But when you look at his game, he's really solid all the way around. And you're right. You don't think about, Bell Buckle being, the mecca for high school basketball recruiting. But, you get those once-in-a-generation type talents at a small place like that. We'll see where things pan out. But Tennessee's definitely in the mix there. From everybody I've talked to over the last 24 hours, he enjoyed his time here in Knoxville. And, I think the one thing that they're doing a nice job of with players like, Keon and other guys, is they can point to development. Even the best players that in the country, they can say, yeah, you're good, but we can take you from this level and make you a little bit better in all these different areas, because they can show on paper what they've done for Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams and Jordan Bowden, and I think Jordan Bone is starting to see some of that improvement. You saw at the end of last year he really started to flash some. If he takes off and Eve Pons takes off, it didn't matter what they added to the end of this class or not for this next coming season. That's where this team takes the next step with Bone and Pons and some of those younger players, Jalen Johnson. They've got some guys that, they're going to force Rick Barnes to make some tough calls. And I think that plays in recruiting, because those recruits are saying, wow, look what he did for a guy like this. This guy had just these handful of offers, and now look at him, all SEC type player. Or SEC Player of the Year in Grant Williams,